The podcast you will listen to is a testimony from Nelida Beatriz Sarria about the daily life during the pandemic, which was published in the magazine Ciudad Nueva of Argentina. The title of the article is The Skies of My Quarantine, My Friend Jesus and the Butterfly. A very personal experience with no pretensions, to share a little bit of what the author has lived, felt, thought, enjoyed, and even cried. A gift of a piece of her intimacy for a meeting of souls. From the beginning, I felt the quarantine as an opportunity. Why? Was the question. Following the advice to do physical activity, my courtyard has become the indisputable protagonist of my free time. The goal I set myself was to walk it from one end to the other for half an hour, twice a day. Then it became an hour. In March, it was still hot and the sun flooded all the space. There were yellow and red leaves everywhere, but what particularly seduced me was the sky, my daily skies. That free, varied, unrepeatable, and always fascinating spectacle. Skies that were also witnesses and confidants. Witnesses of my walks combined with prayer, meditations, and songs. Confidants of anguish, doubts, dreams, plans, and worries. It was a propitiatory scene for a comparison with who I am and the path that led me on another road. Jesus is an essential part of my life. I turn to him to ask for myself, but also for those who are part of my world. What I felt in the encounter with myself was an opportunity to take advantage of the unprecedented hours to listen to him. Thus, a new bond was born, almost of friends, letting him know my willingness to pay attention to what he had and has to tell me, offering him my deepest battles, my chaos, and the trenchant struggles of my heart. What I listen to, read, reflect, and share in various ways gives me some clues about some things I have to point out to me, as I have also incorporated the daily prayer of the Rosary from the Grotto of Lourdes, and sometimes the Mass, I have been surprised by words like little ones, alluding to what we are in the face of the mystery of God's love. I have heard that it is repeated a lot in the texts, but for me it was a way to define my nothingness, and not a condition for his mercy, because pride obscures, as I heard he made me understand. Every time I let myself go, with my attachments, my fears, and my anger, I reach the harmony that I wish to have with myself and with all that has been created. I recognize myself as a creature. I give myself to the moment and say yes to who I am and to what I have. They seem just words, not even new. Maybe so, but it is my intimate pandemic project to be able to expand and flow, to put it in current terms, to be simply happy for who I am without wanting to be another, and for what I have now, to simply recognize the enormous amount of daily miracles that surround us. An example, an orange butterfly, which accompanied me every morning without missing a single one, until the call came. Yet, it came back to visit me on a golden July day, staying in my path, on the ground, fluttering,